Hello again. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're concluding today the piece of literature that the Lord gave me several years ago called Baptism. This is part three of Baptism, and then if we are successful in getting through this final or the conclusion of Baptism, then we possibly may begin another piece of literature that the Lord has given me called Here I Am. And we may do a little bit of talking about the Sabbath, what the true Sabbath is. The Lord tells us that we are to enter into His rest. The word rest means Sabbath. So if we enter into the Lord's Sabbath, then that means that we're resting from, as He did, all the works that He did to create the heavens and the earth. And we have our works in the world, but when we are saved, we are to enter into His rest, His Sabbath. In other words, we're not to anymore do the things that the Bible tells us is the world. We're not to do anything that is of the world. He said, love not the world, but enter into my rest or my Sabbath. Because on the seventh day the Lord rested. We're in the beginning of the seventh millennium. And the Lord, even before the seventh millennium, when people come to the Lord and they say, yes, Lord, and they say they want to be Christians, that means that they have to rest from all their worldly deeds, their sinning, that is. And you must enter into not your rest, because a lot of people think that the Sabbath is just resting on Sunday, and many people just go to the park, and that seems quite innocent, but it still isn't into the rest of the Lord. Because when we rest into or Sabbath, or enter into God's rest or His Sabbath, that means that we're in His Spirit, doing His work now. And some people say, well, we're not to do work. That means these are the people that like to go home on Sunday, or some of them to crack open cans of beer and watch television all day, the ball game. This is not the rest of the Lord. We are to enter into the spiritual realm when we become Christians. And if the Spirit is not in you, then you're not saved. This is found in the fourth chapter of Hebrews. And right now I'd like to ask the Lord to anoint me so that every word, so that you people will be able in Radio Land to hear the Lord speaking right through a human being, so that you people in the world will know what it is for a human being to be in the rest of the Lord, a person that has entered into the rest of God. I laid down the work that I was doing in the world to enter into God's rest, God's Sabbath. Now, every day is the Sabbath if you have entered into God's rest, because there is a year, moment by moment, second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour Sabbath to the children of God. And if people who say they are Christians have not entered into that rest yet, then you're truly not resting in the Lord's Sabbath. You're still doing the works of the Satan. You're still loving the world. Now, your world may have crashed down on you lately, but if you were in the Lord's rest, it wouldn't have as much of an effect on you or really any effect on you, if you really were a believer, if you really had consecrated yourself unto the Lord, if you really were walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit, it just means that you are resting or Sabbathing in the Lord's rest. He rested from all his works, and he expects, if you want to call yourself a Christian, enter into the kingdom of heaven, that you have rested from all yours. I know many Christians, and I see many people professing to be Christians on television, and I see them all over. I've been to many churches, and I can tell that they have not entered into God's rest. And you see the pastor saying, I know many of you out there in the congregation are still sleeping with other people's wives, and everybody starts laughing. Those people have not entered into God's rest, because they're still doing the same thing that the sinner does. They're still doing their own works. Now, we have a 7-day-a-week Sabbath. In the month of December, it's 31-day Sabbath. It's a 365-day Sabbath every day of the week, every day of the year, if you have entered into the rest of the Lord, the Sabbath of God. And Father, we ask that you anoint this message and anoint everything else that is read or said on this tape. Lord, don't let there be an ear that is plugged up by Satan. Release every ear from the bondage of Satan. Release every human heart, every mind, every spirit. Bind that on earth, Lord. Bind it in heaven as we bind it on earth in your Spirit. Open up. Let your word sail into everyone's ears and down into their ears, into their mind, and into their hearts, that the church, your church, which is all those that have entered into your rest and are no longer doing deeds of evil, and some of the self-righteous people, Lord, even though they apparently don't do any evil works, they still, if they do not have you in their hearts, if you have not entered their hearts with the Father by the Spirit, then, and they have not entered into your rest, and they're not saved. So all of our own deeds, our good deeds, are like filthy rags unto you, Father, if we had not entered into your rest, into your Sabbath, into your Spirit. So we could be doing all the good in the world, which most people would say, boy, he is a good man, or that is a good woman. But if the Godhead is not living in them, if they have not said, Lord, I'm ending all the works, my own works, and I'm entering into your works, your rest, so that I can do the things that you have already completed on the 6 days. Your word says that you have completed all your works on the sixth day, which means all the works from then throughout eternity. And so the only way that we can be partakers of your works is to enter into your rest, into your Sabbath in this world, and that way we will be free from the condemnation of the law. Lord, I ask that this is imprinted in everyone's minds, into their souls, into their hearts. Write it, Lord God, on the table of their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, that the church will be strengthened and the souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now you come forward and read a little bit of this from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. So that you will know that I did not make this up, that this is straight from the Word of God. Okay, go ahead, please.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest.
Oh, okay. There is a promise that we can enter in the very rest of God, the very Sabbath of God. And let us fear. Because if we believe this, that we can enter into God's rest where we'd no longer do any more the works of this world, but we begin doing the works of the Lord. We rest in Him, in His Word, in His Spirit. His Word tells us that we're going to be judged by the works that He, in His rest, leads us to do. Because the works have not all, they were all done on the sixth day, but He knew the future at the same time that He knew the time that He said these words. He knew the Alpha, the Omega, at the same time as He knew the Alpha. He is the Alpha, the Omega. These are Greek words for the beginning and the end. Amen?
Amen.
The Alpha and Omega, that's A to Z. And so therefore, when He ended His works, He says, now I rest, and all those that will be mine will enter into me and do godly works instead of the things of which I say in my word is of Satan. Because even though He did all His works, then He wants His children, and He entered into His rest on the seventh day, then He wants all that come into Him to also rest or Sabbath from the works that they did, that they formerly did before they entered into God's rest. And then they see clearly the Word of God, which tells us that resting in the Lord is to do what He says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so read that again.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
If you come short of entering into the Lord's rest, then you will not be in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will not be in you. And on the last day, He will not raise you into the kingdom of heaven, but you will spend eternity in the pit of hell and in the lake of fire. So we have to fear to keep ourselves in the Word of God, in the Spirit, because there's no condemnation at all to those that have entered into God's rest, those that are in the Spirit of God, those that are in His Sabbath, because we walk no longer carnally or of the world, because we have entered into God's rest. We put an end to our worldly deeds. We put an end to our thinking that doing good deeds are of the Lord, good deeds that we think are good deeds. And there are many deeds that are good, such as helping a blind person across the street and all the other things. And there's a innumerable amount of good deeds that the Bible talks about, but they become as filthy rags if you have not entered into the spiritual realm, if you have not entered into God's rest. Amen?
Amen.
Now, this is the message that the Lord really wanted me to bring today. Okay, so keep read that again, because this is very important. It says, you know, that you should never fall short of this, because if you fall short of entering into God's rest, then you're not a Christian. You could go to all the churches in the world. You could have hundreds of millions of people professing to be Christians around you, and they could be raising their hands and saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and amen. But if He has not entered into you and you have not entered into His rest, if you haven't given up whatever it is that is your God, your television set, your baseball, football, basketball games. This is not God's rest. God never completed all these works in the world and completed salvation for us to play basketball, baseball, football, to watch a sit behind a television set, drinking beer, soda pop, anything, becoming couch potatoes for anything that we're watching on television. But the Lord has called us to Sabbath, to Sabbath with Him. Not our own, well, I like to go fishing on the Sabbath day. The Lord never called you into His rest to go fishing. There's nothing wrong to fish if the Lord's Spirit leads you that way. But He doesn't want you to make a career of it. All right? He wants you to be led by His Spirit. If you're in His rest, His Spirit, His Sabbath, then you'll know the right things to do. But if you fall short of that, you'll never know the right thing to do. So you are to fear that you should fall short of being born again of the Spirit, of entering into God's Sabbath, into His rest. Read that again, please, verse 1, chapter 4, Hebrews.
Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest.
See, there's all kinds of promises that are given to us if we enter into His rest. But there's also a lot of promises that are made to us if we won't enter into His rest. And it's the bottom line of those promises, if we don't, is hell and the lake of fire forever. Then what? Read it again.
Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
No, because if you fall short of it again, you have fallen, you have chosen to. Now, He gives us a free will. It isn't hard to choose. You choose what kind of food you're going to eat, unless you're living in prison, jail, or in some unfortunate circumstance. Or maybe it is a fortunate circumstance. Some people think that it was of the Lord to let them allow them to go to prison, because in that prison they found the Lord. And so therefore they would never have settled down enough to listen to the gospel unless they had gone to prison. But I was in the ministry for years before they put me in prison for the gospel's sake. And they said I was an abuser of the IRS. But I was not an abuser of the IRS. I pay taxes if I owe them. And so the thing is that many people, you know, they find themselves in what they consider unfortunate circumstances, but sometimes the Lord allows it to happen so that it gives you time to think about your life, the way you're living it. And usually there are some people that have that are in prison that have entered into God's rest, into His Sabbath, and are preaching the gospel there. And through them, and through maybe reading literature, or the Lord somehow dealing with you in prison or jail or some other in a hospital or on your deathbed, the Lord is dealing with you, because now, because of the chastisement of the Lord, now you're willing to listen to Him. And it's a good thing to listen to the Lord, because life is very short and we never know when we're going to go out to meet the Lord. And so it behooves you to pay strict attention to the scriptures here in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. And so far we've read verse 1. Now let's read it one more time, because this really has to penetrate. This really has to sink in. Otherwise, this is the fulfillment of the entire gospel, is to enter into God's rest. Amen?
Amen.
Now, in God's rest, when we rest in His Word, we see that His Word tells us that we have to learn the Word, to study the Word of God, to be workmen approved by God. And then when you study the Word, you see that we all must be witnesses for the Lord. And if we're in His rest, in the Spirit, in His Sabbath, then we are witnesses. It just automatically happens. There isn't any amount of study that can cause you. You just have to be willing to do things God's way, because we feel we're free spirits. In one sense, we are. We have a free will. We can do what we want to do, or we can enter into God's rest and do His will. His will is that we don't spend eternity in the lake of fire, or in hell in the lake of fire. His will is that we spend eternity in the kingdom of heaven. And He has this word of His. He has this rest. If we rest in His word, we don't wrestle with it, but we rest in that we're assured that it's true. And if you don't believe, He says, if you believe, you're saved, and if you doubt, you're damned. That's the words of Jesus just before He ascended into the kingdom of God. So be very careful. Be fearful that you fall short of entering into God's rest, because that would be horrible for you on an eternity basis. Because if you fall short of entering into God's rest, you shall surely spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. Now let's read verse 2.
For unto us was the gospel preached.
See, this truth, or the good news, has been preached that we can enter into God's rest, that we can have God's power, His Spirit within us, enabling us to be able to do all that He commands us to do. So this gospel, the truth of this, the good news of this, is preached to us. And how is that to happen? It's only if we just simply enter into God's rest, into His Sabbath. And don't take it that you can live 6 days secularly, and then on the seventh day, like flipping a quarter at the Lord, let Him have one day and let the devil have six others. Usually people give the Lord, what they think they're giving the Lord is 1 hour on Sunday and maybe an hour on Wednesday, and they think that that's a real struggle. But the Lord requires 24 hours of every day to be in His rest. You say, well, that's too much. Well, if that's too much for the great reward of entering into heaven and staying out of hell in the lake of fire, then you're a mental case. You're definitely not right in the head and in your spirit or in your soul. I mean, because one of these days, just as it is today, would you like to put your face on a hot grill, one that is like burning hot, and your hands and then your body be rolled back and forth on it without any possibility of you fainting, passing out? Well, you're not going to like it on the day that you go out to eternity any more than you would right now. And so it's good to come to your senses by listening to the Word of God, believing, receiving what it says, and then receive it by entering into God's rest. Let Him enter into you so that He gives you the power to enter into His rest from the works, the things that you did in this world, the sin of this world, and to keep your eyes on Jesus. Because we're living in the hour of temptation, and the Lord said that He will keep you from the hour of temptation if you enter into His rest, if you allow His Spirit, if you enter into His Sabbath, if you walk according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, because Christ was in God and God was in Him. Christ was resting in God. There were many people that forsook the Lord, but He knew that His Father never forsook Him. And in your life, there is no one that you can really trust to stick right by you through thick and thin and through everything. It wouldn't make any difference what happens. Some people are married for years, and then they find out that their spouse has committed adultery on them. And they're absolutely shattered, and they want to commit suicide. They start taking pills. They wind up on Skid Row as winos. And for what? They should always realize when you're in God's rest, when you've entered into His Sabbath, His rest, that you know that you're right there with the Lord. And you know that no one that all the other people in the world will fail you, but God will never fail you. He will never fail you unless you do not enter His rest. Then you have no promise of His watching your back or blessing you throughout your entire life. What does it matter if everyone in the world fails you if you have the Lord? And if you're living right there on the throne with Him, and that's exactly what you're doing when you enter into God's rest, into His Sabbath. Okay, now, did we do verse 2? I don't know. Let's do verse 2.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it.
Right, so there's many people that hear the gospel in churches, but they never enter into God's rest because they love the world. And the Lord commands us, love not the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And these are not found in God's rest, in His Sabbath. All the lusts of the world grow faint and dim in the light of His glorious power. Amen?
Amen.
Now they say grace, but it's His power. Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Now I try to stay very dignified when I'm talking about the Lord, but every so often you'll hear an outburst from me, and I don't even ask forgiveness for it. Because I love the Lord and I'm there with Him, resting. He rested and I want to be in that same rest, and so I've chosen to do so. And you would be very wise if you'll do the same. Okay, now the next. Go ahead.
Verse 3, for we which have believed do enter into rest.
See, we do enter into rest if you believe. But if you do not believe, then you never enter into God's rest. Read it again, please.
For we which have believed do enter into rest. As He said, as I have sworn in My wrath, if they shall enter into My rest.
Then what?
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
They were finished from the foundation of the world. But in His wrath, He says, if you'll enter into My rest, My wrath will not touch you. So when you say, oh, God would never do anything, He says, My wrath, it will hit you, it will touch you, it will destroy you, I'll tear you to pieces. If you read the Bible, if you're not in the Spirit, or there's no condemnation to those that walk not after the flesh, but are in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ Jesus and He is in you, because you're in Him, then on the last day He raises you from the dead, and as He did Jesus, He causes you to ascend into the kingdom, the beautiful, the indescribably beautiful kingdom, and the indescribable amount of riches you receive there forevermore. Praise the Lord. Then what?
Verse 4, for He spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God,
yeah, so they say, well, that means that we on the seventh day rest. No, God rested on the seventh day, and He wants you to eternally rest in Him. That means every day. Amen?
Amen.
So that's why I have written a tract in the past, several years ago, called The True Believer's Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
And it says approximately the same things I'm saying today. I haven't reviewed the the piece of literature for many years myself, but this is the meaning of it right here. Then what?
And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Verse 5, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest.
Yeah, if they shall enter into my rest, then you'll be finished with all your works too. God doesn't want you to do your work. He wants you and I to do his work. Amen?
Amen.
And he's already outlined our work for us for the duration of our life. And this is what we're supposed to do. Enter into his rest so that we know, so that we're able to determine, so that we are able to discern the work that the Lord has planned and created for us and finished for us in him, for us to do when we're born into this world, and then we become born again of the Spirit. Then he has a certain work for every single one of us to do. And some people like to exalt the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, but God has a work for you to do. I minimized myself as well. When I first was saved, I met people that I admired very much in the Lord. My now deceased wife, Susie, I admired her more than anybody in the world, and in God's rest. And then also there was a brother, Aguri, in the Four Square Church that I admired immensely, because it was through him, when I was listening to a radio broadcast, that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he was saying the Lord was using him, because he was in the Lord's rest, to say the exact words that I needed. And I'm not saying that other people didn't. Everyone needs those same words. But somehow those words really caught me up to the point, way up into the kingdom of heaven, to where I just felt so close to the Lord that I was started laughing in the Spirit, and I was filled. I could see the Holy Spirit. I had my eyes closed, and I could see it coming down like golden honey from the kingdom of God. And I knew just when it was going to touch my head, and it did, and it surged through my body, and I just felt the flesh on my bones moving back and forth. And I spoke in another language about... it seemed like two or three octaves lower than my natural voice, and I have a pretty low voice. And I spoke in tongues for hours. And not a lot of people don't believe in that, in the Word of God, that he says that he'll pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and that we shall have power when we receive the Holy Spirit. I reckon these people don't believe that we need power in these last days, when God is pouring out his wrath on the earth, and when the devil is full of wrath, and he's causing tremendous evils on the earth. We need the power of God more now, I would think, than any other time in the world, because the Lord tells us that this is the worst time that has ever been in the entire world, in these last days. So we're in tribulations now, and the Lord said immediately after these tribulations, we will be given white robes, those of us that are in his rest. We're not, if we're resting in him, then we're not concerned about all the things that the Lord is doing on this earth to punish people, and we're not concerned about all the things that Satan is doing to try to destroy the body of Christ, the true church of God, those that have entered into God's rest. And so we are in rest. We know, we've read the Word, we know the Scriptures, we know that after the dust settles that we're in heaven, and those that have come short of entering into God's rest are in hell and in the lake of fire. And so you must believe that. You must receive that, and you must do that, because I know that I would be in a lot of trouble if I preached not this gospel. Even the great Apostle Paul, who is no greater than you and I if we're in God's rest, because God will use every one of us if we're in God's Sabbath, if we've rested away from all the concern, the fear of death and all these things. He'll use us in a way that we never figured. But so when I was a young Christian, I never thought God would use me the way he's doing now. But if you're in his rest, you'll get tremendous leading and guiding, and he'll give you great confidence, because when you move forward to the things that he's telling you to do, you'll see that the doors do open just as he said they would, and you'll see the things that he's telling you to do are very possible. For all things are possible if we only believe when the Lord tells us to do something and we do it. All things are possible. Only believe. You're lying on a deathbed. One of your loved ones is laying on a deathbed. Tell them to enter into God's rest and then receive the healing that God has already provided for you from before the foundation of the world. He said, you're healed. If you're in my rest, you're healed. Receive it. He's provided it for you. You're saved if you enter into his rest. You're born again of the Spirit. You're being born about by God's Spirit, letting him complete the works that he already did in the 6 days. These works do they're happening right now. He didn't just do the works of creating Adam and Eve. He created another Adam around several thousand years later, 4,000 years later. And it was Jesus. And that's 2,000 years ago. So that's 6,000 years of the world creation. And now we're right into the seventh millennium. And the word has not changed from day one till now. And Satan will come and tell you, yes, God has said this and that, but, you know, we're living in a different era, a different age, a different time. But, yes, that's true, but we don't have a different God. Amen?
Amen?
It's the same God, and it's the same word. That has not changed. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, we're living in a different era, but it's not a different God. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's read some more.
Verse 6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Right. Why would you not enter into God's rest? It's because you believe that you're only going to live once, and that we better take advantage of what we can get here. Let's grab what we can here. Because tomorrow, you know, we're going to be buried in the ground and we're not going to know anything anymore. Well, if that were true, well, then I would be out there. I considered myself one of the biggest hell raisers there was on the face of this earth. But I actually saw the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord talked to me and showed me signs and wonders and visions and dreams, and I can't believe that way anymore. And then I read his word. And the things that he showed me in the visions and dreams and dream visions and signs and wonders and the things that he spoke to me are happening right now before my very eyes. So I can't be like you. I had to enter into God's rest. And the more I see the events happening today, as he said they would in this world today, the more I enter more and more, I cling to his word. The more I fear to do anything other than what his word says to do, because I don't want to fall short of the Sabbath. I don't want to ever go outside of the rest, God's rest, God's Sabbath. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 All right, then what?
Verse 7. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Verse 8. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day. Verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Verse 10.
Yeah, but only the people of God. Remember that. So if you're not born again of the Spirit, if you haven't entered into God's rest, you're going to church, you're still not the people of God. Satan will pick you up and take you to church and even take you back and even give you a meal while you're at church and do all kinds of special favors for you, give you position in different companies and so on. But you must be born again. You must enter into God's rest. You must forsake the world, utterly turn your back on it and forsake it, and enter into God's rest, and He'll make you more prosperous than you ever could have dreamed it was ever possible. Okay, continue on.
Verse 10, "For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his."
There you go. So if you're entered into God's rest, you are no longer doing your work. You no longer think the way you used to think. You no longer do the things you say. Well, Mama did this, and Daddy did that, and so I'm the daughter or the son of Mama and Daddy, and so I have to do the things. No, you don't. If you're in God's rest, you no longer do those works that Mama and Daddy did before. All right. Praise the Lord. I think that's a pretty good start into chapter 4 of the book of Hebrews. And you should read the rest of the chapter, because it will confirm all the things that I've been telling you, which is directly from the Lord. Now, I'll have you read some of the... Let's go right into, instead of reading letters today, let's go straight into the finishing of this piece of literature entitled Baptism. We have to be baptized into God's rest. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're baptized into the spiritual realm, into His rest. Not doing our own works any longer. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then go ahead, please.
"If we are in Christ, baptized, we sit there with Him and reign with Him."
In heavenly places. Then what?
"If we are of Christ's baptism, He will live in our bodies and actively work with us here in this world."
In His baptism, which means into His rest, the same thing. Amen?
Amen.
So the Lord thought it would be good to combine both of these messages together. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
"The Lord allowed His crucifixion to occur, not only for the purpose of our salvation, our baptism."
Do you think that was the Lord's will, that He's mocked and spit on, and that He's crucified to the cross? The Bible says that wasn't His will, that was the will of the Father. He was in God's rest. Amen?
Amen.
Because He believed God, that God would win many millions of souls if only He would lay down His life, be faithful to the Lord, and believe Him all the way, even to the death. And that's what He did, and that's what we must do. We must deny ourselves, take up the cross on a daily basis, and follow the Lord in Sabbath. Just rest from our own works and just say, "Lord, what is it You want me to do today?" "Well, I'm offended because there's no love in this church." The Lord has put you in an environment. There may be a lot of people that are more wicked around you, even in an environment where there's the body of Christ. And this is true, that such things do exist. But where do you think Satan would attack primarily but the body of Christ? Of course, he's around the congregation of those that have entered into God's rest. There was a young man that called today and says, I don't know, I think I want to leave the church because there's a lot of people that are hateful." I tell him, "Look, you've been put here, this is in the Los Angeles church." And I says, you're weak. You're not in God's rest. You have not entered into His Sabbath. If you were, there would be nothing that would bother you. And this would be to your glory that these things are happening to you. And you know they exist, but by your good works, by not letting them affect you, by not letting Satan throw your soul. The Apostle Paul wrote, "What can separate us, or who can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Nothing. Nothing. Trials, tribulations, persecutions, famine, hunger, thirst, nakedness, or somebody that doesn't have enough love in them because they haven't entered into God's rest yet. Show yourself to be a one that has entered into God's Sabbath into his baptism so that maybe these people would get saved. Obviously, they're not believing the gospel. They're not born again of the Spirit yet. And, in a ministry such as mine, when people say, oh, I love the Lord, I want to move in and I want to serve God here, you pretty much have to let them come in and to see what they're going to do. Not every one of them do. Some of them need a place to sleep. And I'm not saying there's some people get very offended when you say that. It doesn't make any difference if people are offended to me, if they're offended because they don't receive the Word of God. But they are offended. But God is offended at them for being so weak and mealy-mouthed and such a Casper milquetoast that because somebody didn't treat you nice or they talk down to you. I asked him, do you think that there's more love out in the world where they're bombing each other and blowing up vehicles and blowing up churches? Is that what you consider? Is that where you're going to run to? No, you're in a place where you're hearing the Word of God, and you're in a place where there are brethren here, and occasionally, yes, somebody does come in that's not real, that they have not entered into God's rest, and eventually they might, and I pray that they do. And I do more than pray about it. I preach about it, and I tell them how to do that. Okay, so let's finish up here.
The Lord allowed his crucifixion to occur not only for the purpose of our salvation, our baptism, but also to end the reign of Satan and his world system by the same inward baptism.
Okay, so because of the fact that he wanted to end the reign of Satan, the only way that we can end the reign of Satan in our own bodies is by entering into God's rest, into his Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
That ends the reign of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
Because you've ended it. You have chosen. It's your will. You decided to do that. And why? Because you know that it's wicked out in the world, and you know that you don't want to spend eternity in the lake of fire, hell in the lake of fire, but you want to spend eternity in the kingdom of heaven. And that's what the Lord died for, is so that he was in God's rest. He didn't want to, but he says, your will be done. He says, not my will. He said it wasn't his will. And it's not my will to be sitting here talking to you folks on radio. Before I got saved, I loved the world, I think, more than anybody that I know. I used to stay up for hours in New York City, and I'd get so bummed out when all the nightclubs and the different places closed up. Sometimes, many times, I found myself out on Broadway by myself. I says, is this New York? This is New York. I thought this place never closed down. And even in Las Vegas, you know, the streets are like vacant many times. I felt like I was the only one in the world that wanted to, you know, keep partying. And the other people had to sleep. Sometimes I'd stay awake for 3 and 4 days, and many days that way. But anyway, let's continue on. But the Lord, I entered into his rest, and now if I'm asked... And I thought many times that I would be killed. I've been threatened by many people in the government. Many people in the government have contacted people. If you read a piece of literature about one of the former FBI man's testimony, how that he was actually asked to assassinate me, John Peeler. What's the name of that piece of literature that I wrote? It's mainly his testimony. Evil One World Government, I think.
Claiming to be
satanic agents, claiming to be United States agents. Okay, let's continue on. But see, I know I'm in his rest, and I've seen the kingdom of heaven, and I've seen Jesus, and I don't care if I go. I want to. That's what I'm working for on a daily basis, but I don't want to get out of his rest and start doing something of my own again, so then I would fall short of his rest, his Sabbath, and entering in to the kingdom of God. And why would I do, after 41 years, I'd have to be a maniac. I'd have to be the most stupid person, especially after knowing the word of God that I do. And I say the same thing about you. If you don't enter into God's rest, if you don't Sabbath with him permanently, you're crazy. Spiritually, you're committing spiritual suicide. Then what?
He also wanted to show the height, the depth, the width, and the breadth of his love and of Satan's wickedness. By our knowledge of Satan's wickedness, our knowing that he crucified the Lord of glory, we are clear on who he is and who Christ is. Therefore, we are capable of choosing which one it is that will be our master. It's just a matter of our choice, a matter of our will, a matter of who we want to serve and spend eternity with. One thing is for sure, we must choose one or the other. What will be your choice? Will you choose the Lord of glory himself, he who laid his life down for you, took it back up, and is alive forevermore so that you might have eternal life?
So that you could enter into his rest, his Sabbath, and be saved and be baptized in the Holy Spirit and enter into the kingdom of God, because that's where his rest continues on eternally. Amen? And you'll Amen. Rest in him forever. Then what?
Or will you choose the one who, through the elements of the world, nailed the very God of glory to the cross and spend eternity with him in the unquenchable flame? God allowed this vicious, demonic leader of the world system to be seen by both heaven and earth, by the angels and the inhabitants of the world, so that he might be judged and cast out by all who love life. Quote, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, unquote. This is the eternal purpose of God. He has made salvation available to the entire world. However, each person must individually choose whether they want God's purpose to be fulfilled in them by baptism or want Satan's purpose to be fulfilled in them by denying Christ.
Yeah, baptism or entering into God's rest, his Sabbath. Don't you want to be baptized into the Lord's Sabbath, his rest? He says, come, all ye that are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest for your souls. Amen?
Amen.
So I'll give you rest from all your works. You don't have to knock yourself out in this world to get into the kingdom of heaven. Just enter into my rest. Relax. Come into my rest and just listen to what I tell you to do. And he says, my yoke is easy. My work is easy and it's light. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Okay, then what?
The choice belongs to you. If you choose to go into baptism with Christ for his purpose, you are not to go into baptism alone. You are to take the entire world and its system with you, leaving it buried in baptism or separation, before you may enter God's heavenly new world, just as Noah and the children of Israel left their old world behind them when the flood and the Red Sea separated or baptized them both from it and their enemies.
That's what you do, is you get rid of all your enemy by entering into God's rest. Because when you're resting in God, he becomes your defender. He's your savior, your defender, your provider of everything. Then what?
They found themselves in a new world. Lot and his two daughters also entered their new world when God separated or baptized them away from their old world by fire.
Yes, he got them out of that place of wickedness, and they entered into his rest. Even if it took them into a cave, in other words, like this Sodom was like a place such as Palm Springs or a resort area where there was an oasis and the gambling casinos and sexual perversion of every kind, homosexuality, lesbianism, everything. And the Lord says, come out of there and come into my rest because I'm going to destroy this place. And he's telling us he's soon to destroy the entire world. So come on into my rest and be free from all this worry and concern about if you're going to be the victim of a drive-by shooting or some satanic chemical warfare or the bird flu or of the mad cow disease or some other evil situation that is happening all over the world. There's heart disease, leukemia, diabetes. There's millions of things that could happen. But in the Lord, in His rest, in His Sabbath, you don't worry about any of them, because if you went today, or if you somebody got you on a drive-by shooting, or a bomb, or something like that, you're exactly where you've been working to go anyway. I used to tell them years ago, if you want me out of, if somebody kills me, they did me a favor because I get to heaven sooner than I really thought I would be. I want to go there. I want to be in God's rest. I'm in God's rest now because I want to be in His rest eternally. Place of rest and peace and happiness and joy forevermore. Completely free from all these violent situations that are happening on the earth today. And wicked evil. Continue on, please.
Anyone desiring baptism or separation from their old world by this inward spiritual baptism from God must remain separated or baptized. We must not desire to go back to our old world as Lot's wife did.
No, we must enter into God's rest, into God's Sabbath. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
She desired a world which was to become nothing more than a world of ashes. This present world we live in will soon be reduced to ashes as well. If your desire is to leave it before this happens, you may do so immediately by saying this prayer.
Okay, now this is the prayer. And those of you that want to enter into God's rest, into His Sabbath, into His baptism, just say, repeat after me to the Lord. My Lord and my God, say this, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood, that my sins, my past sins, could be forgiven, and I'm not going to sin anymore. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because Your infallible word tells me so. Your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, Lord, I am calling upon You for salvation, to enter into Your rest, to enter into Your Sabbath, to be baptized into eternity with You. Therefore, I know You have heard me, and I know You've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and thank the Lord. Say, thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now call in or write us and let me know if that you felt the Spirit of the Lord entering into His rest, that you felt yourself going right into the most holy of holies. Thank you, and praise the Lord. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. This is Pastor, World Pastor Tony Alamo, saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.